maybe waded if you wanted to, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be deep. Mm-hmm. But now on past that, you see, after you get past that shoal is what they used to call it. Shoal, you see. That's where the water, you know, would be kind of swift, and you see, and it wouldn't be very deep.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be very deep.
No, that's where that gravel bar would be on the side that you could cross.
And you could cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, a place where the water will be flowing along, and then there's a drop off of the water.
That'd be a waterfall.
Now, talking about the kind of road that's out in front of your house, what would you call that?
Well, I'd just be a country road, isn't that what they call it, Lucy?
Yeah.
Just a country road, uh-huh. See, if it's not paved or anything, but it's just a gravel road, what we'd call it.
Uh-huh.
Just a plain gravel road.
Well, now, early times, when you were living out here, what would the road been then?
Oh, honey, we've got stuck between here and Mrs. Carter. Looks like we were going Hot Springs, wasn't it? To the fair one time.
Yeah,
Little Rock and Jean.
And
man, we got stuck up there and we had to get out and she lost her shoes in that mud.
You don't mean.
Between here and town, you'd have to, you just couldn't go nowhere.
Hmm.
Well, then, Lucy, you know, we was in the cars, but used to get stuck in a wagon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I know used to, when I was just a child growing up, there'd be what they call movers. They'd be in covered wagons, you see, people are going to places. And past our house, there was no muddy hill. A lot of times they'd get stuck and you could hear them over there just hollering at the horses to get them up.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'd be driving a cow or two behind the wagon. Yeah, but see, they'd milk the cow and to feed. Yeah, and I guess they just have a pallet or something. I guess there wasn't too many they could sleep in the wagon.
Uh-huh.
They'd get out and build a fire. I remember one time they camped down there. There's a spring out in front of my old home place down in the holler.
Uh-huh.
And lots of, we've had them to camp down there and they'd get out and cook and make a campfire. And sometimes they'd have a pet medicine. They'd be kind of Indians like, but not full blood, being a dark nationality people.
Oh, well, that's really interesting.
And then sometimes they'd want to come over to tell you a fortune, you know.
They do that.
Something like that.
Well, now this road, before they put the gravel on it, it was just dirt.
Just a dirt road,
Just
an old plain dirt road. When it rained, you know, like we do, we'd get some muddy. You couldn't go nowhere. Now you can just go anytime now, since they've got them graveled, you see, and paved around up here.
Well, now, like that road that you come out here on, I come out here from Arkadelphia, now, you call that type of road a...
gravel.
Uh-huh.
Yes, just gravel. That you leave the highway.
Gravel.
It's gravel road.
Now, how about a road that would be kind of maybe between two fences that would go up maybe to a field or something?
You know,
it's
called a field road.
Well, yeah, I guess, that would be just a field road that you'd have to cut out to make yourself where
you
could get, where you could get to through.
How about to your barn? Would you have to have or would it be close enough to the house that people would not need a road up to the barn?
No, well, you see, we have a road we can go down to the bottom. And seeing we use this road here to go to each barn on each side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have gates that comes right out into the road, you see, that we go to Mount Olive Church on. It's just a gravel road here in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then in south there, well, we hit that highway over there, you know, that goes down to the country store that goes to Hollywood and places like that.
Is there anything you would call a lane?
Oh, yeah.
What would that be?
Well, that'd just be where you just have to go